This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth.
Yeah, what should we have people call up about? Stewing Saturday. What put the sand in your shorts? Well, I mean, obviously the situation in the Middle East, you know, will be one of our topics today. But locally, what has you madder than a monkey with a rotten banana? There you go. Well, I don't know what to...
We got a text.
Yeah.
Actually, we received two texts. One from our friend Phil says, gas at 7-Eleven on North Virginia Street in Golden Valley, up 20 cents overnight.
Yeah.
80 cents since Monday.
What did I have here on that? I was shocked. I was stunned when I pulled up AAA's data for gas prices in Nevada. This is overnight, folks.
Yeah.
I have 15 cents up overnight. Now, certain gas stations, they do what they want. You know, that's one of the things that has me madder than a monkey with a rotten banana.
And
are gas stations that raise the price of their gas on the gas they already have before they get the next delivery.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We received another text from Grandpa Charlie. Would you rather have high gas prices or state income tax?
High gas prices. How about you?
Same. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't bring up that income tax. We don't want that. They'll have free reign to do what they want with that. And who knows where the money goes? Kind of like the cannabis tax. What happened to that money? But anyway, yes. Well, what put the sand in your shorts? Now, you, Craig, Mr. Positive, it's useless to ask you. I've never heard you complain. Well, there is me, but I've never heard you. I never heard you complain about anything, honestly.
Why complain? All it does is bring everybody else down around you.
I am mad at my new complicated coffee maker at home. I pushed the wrong button. I never got coffee.
Oh, you pushed the descaler button again?
I can't remember I did that, yeah. And my stupid Apple TV and its incredibly tiny remote. There have to be bigger ones out there, folks. You, 884-9910 is a number to call. And, you know, I'm an easygoing guy, but come on. Lanes closed for construction, but no workers. Yes, the gas stations that jump the price for their current supply of gas before they get another delivery, like 7-Eleven. Yeah. Cashiers who put the coins on top of bills. Get it off your chest, unload before the weekend really starts. 775-884-9910. Now, if you're not mad, I have an alternate for you to call up on. What did the pandemic kill that you miss most in northern Nevada? And by the way, I have to correct that. People always say COVID killed this, COVID killed that, the pandemic did it. No, it was overreaching, oppressive government that basically shut down struggling small businesses, especially restaurants, and made it tougher for them to survive by just copying and emulating California law, Newsom laws, Sisolak, brought over here to the Silver State. 884-9910. What do I miss in northern Nevada that the pandemic may have killed? All-day breakfast at McDonald's? The 24-hour Starbucks that we used to have at Kitski in Virginia, certain bars, IHOPs, no longer 24 hours, or better yet, what do you miss that's no longer here for any reason? I miss so many restaurants. I know that there have been hundreds that have shut their doors over the years, but you know what? A lot of them were very, very good. I'll start with Harrah's Steakhouse, probably the one I miss the most, and then go across town to Arctic Circle on Wells and my flaky Jake's at Prater and McCarran and Sparks, favorite restaurant back then. And now, if you haven't been here long enough to know the lost classics, what do you wish we had here where we live. Like if you moved here from another city and there was something there that you liked, that you would like to see here, what would that be? What would that be? Let's get that going. 775-884-9910. What I would like to see that is missing here, and I really, I don't really know what makes them great, but I just hear people extolling their virtues and praising them enthusiastically. What is this Aldi supermarket? And from what I hear, it's how it's described, it's like, I guess it's like another Trader Joe's, which, you know, we already have two of those in Reno. But this Aldi, from what I hear, is bigger and cheaper. Did you know Las Vegas is getting three Aldi stores? I don't even know if that's the right way to pronounce it. By three of them by 2028 in Las Vegas. Hello, we're up here. Hello. I have a friend who would love an H Mart. What the heck is that? I thought it was like a cool Cal or a Tractor Supply. He said, no, it's all Asian food and spices in a big supermarket. I was way off. Las Vegas got an H Mart this year, darn it. How about a Jollibee restaurant or a Dazo? Lots of Filipinos in town. I went to my first Jollibee in the San Bruno, California shopping mall, which is not far from here. And I got to give you the greatest travel tip ever. If you want to go to San Francisco, the Bay Area, and have some fun, okay? Don't drive in that city and pay $75 a day for parking. San Bruno is right by the airport. It's the perfect place to visit the Bay. It is no stress. Get a nice hotel room with free parking, of course, in San Bruno. And they have these hotels right by the shopping mall. The huge shopping mall. That's where I had the Jollibee. And right behind the shopping mall, all the BART trains are right there, right behind the mall. Takes you right to the streetcars. Takes you to the wharf. Anyway, that's the first time I tried Jollibee in the mall. Nothing special. I went on about nothing. I would love to see the original awful, awful burger back. I mean, the real one. The last awful, awful I had last year was in Ely, and it's at a place called Rax, and they say it's the original awful. It wasn't very good. Who's up for a Shake Shack or a Bojangles and their dirty rice? There's a Bojangles in Vegas, damn it. Anybody remember Bennigan's? Are they, or Ground Round? Nobody lets you have peanuts on the floor anymore. I heard Texas Roadhouse stop doing that. What the heck? Ranch 99. Or is it 99 Ranch? I think it's some sort of food market several people have told me about that they had in the city that they moved from. I know a lot of these places only because I have talked to a lot of people, newcomers, who can't resist telling us Nevadans what we don't have. Well, gee, thanks. I thought we had everything we needed to be happy here in Reno, Nevada. No, you don't have a Jollibee. Okay. It's okay. I'm good. a 24-hour White Castle. I am gaining 25 pounds the minute a White Castle opens. Yes, it's a square burger, if you can call it that, with 2 ounces of bread and 1 ounce of meat and soggy fries. Can't explain it, but it's awesome. It's of course, being drunk helps, okay? That's the time to go. And I would like TGI Fridays to return to Reno. We had one, and what a glorious 100 cocktail menu they had with the most colorful, fun drinks at TGI Fridays. Then you go to White Castle. And if we're talking about places to bring back, Schlotzky's. Schlotzky's at South Virginia Longley. Stop here. I want some round sandwiches. Oh, wow. The things we want to come back. I just thought up some more. Hash House a Go-Go. We lost ours at Harrah's, but it's still in Vegas. The Nomadic Diner inside the Truckee apartment building on West 2nd. Heidi's. Oh, my God. What a great Eggs Benedict at Heidi's. And I'm pretty sure it's still in Carson City, but we used to have a Heidi's in Reno. Flaky Jake's and their burger topping bar. Sizzlers. Hooters. Long John Silver's. I didn't go to Hooters. No, I just heard about it. A&W Chi-Chi's. Remember Chi-Chi's at whatever was the Grand Sierra Resort before it was that? Had a Chi-Chi's, yeah. Smorky's. Sambo's, right there by Plum, I remember. Plum, and now it's a Chinese restaurant, Plum in Virginia. Big Boy. Big Boy was right there, too. Kitty Candy, diagonal from the old Sambo's. Sambo's and Big Boy's. Life was good. Famous Murphy's.
Now that one I loved.
You liked it? Really?
Yeah. Their barbecue ribs I love.
I guess I was missing something, or I went to it too late. I went to Famous Murphy's when it was their last 3 years, and the place was very neglected, I thought. And it was kind of like a basement down there, a dining room, and it just was kind of, carpet was all torn up and stuff. That was my same impression with the Liberty Bell, that it wasn't kept up, but I hear glorious stories about what it used to be, and I just feel I kind of miss that. So, ribs, huh? Okay.
Yeah. We got a text in from Jeff, yeah? Who says, what do I miss that didn't survive the government overreach? Sardina's Italian restaurant on Longley.
I knew, yeah, that's gone? Okay, I knew the people who opened that. They originally had a restaurant. I think Sardina's used to be at, it's going to drive me nuts. You know where Meadowood is, and you go further back, and there was... Aurelius was there. I'm old. I can't think it up. what is the... Oh, I'm not going to bother with that. Yeah.
And then he followed up with White Castle Burgers. Buy them by the sack.
Buy them by the... Yeah, because, well, they used to be something like ridiculously cheap, like 50 cents a piece. So, yeah, you would buy them by the sack, the bag, right? What else do we need? Oh, Whataburger. Whataburger. Yeah, I don't think we ever had that here. Howard Johnson's. Did we ever have a... I don't remember Howard Johnson's in Reno, but my hometown, man, those amazing fried clams and clam rolls at Howard Johnson's. We had a Fatburger that I don't think lasted at Legends. That was okay. Yeah, I think that went away. I lived in Texas, and we could use some Texas places here. Texas, HEB Supermarkets, and Texas has Buc-ee's, and Houston Tex Fried Chicken, and Central Market. It's like a fancier Whole Foods. And I lived in Michigan in the early 80s, and we had the most awesome department store / supermarket stores in Michigan, Menards and the Fred Meyer stores. IKEA, isn't that like the granddaddy of places people wish for to come here? And we do need a real good public zoo. We really need that. And a Fry's Electronics and a Golden Corral. Vegas has a Golden Corral. And Sacramento, I know, has one too. I think it's on Stockton Boulevard. Okay, I got to take a break. But folks, what do we need here in Reno that we don't have? What did we used to have that went away? And gosh darn, what else did Sisolak kill in during the pandemic? That a business that you loved. But what do we need? What's missing? And what did you love in the town you came from that you think would really be a hit in Reno? I think some investors and business-minded people may be listening and may just get to work on those suggestions. 884-9910, 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1021.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Oh, John Potter, live and local. I thought of that word I was stuck on. Miraloma, the Sardinas on Longley. Craig said it was gone. Their original restaurant was at Miraloma Shopping Center, right by well, back then it was Scolari's, I think. And that was a great Italian restaurant. They moved to Longley and closed. Okay. Thanks for all folks trying to help out, help the old man regain his memory. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. It's Alex calling from Reno. Hey, Alex, I appreciate your call. Go ahead.
Hey, John, I lived in Texas for a while. I was just going to say that on the border, I miss Mexican, really good Tex-Mex.
We had an on the border. It was at it was the busiest corner in town. It was South Virginia and Kitski there, and it didn't last. I think it later became another restaurant that closed. There have been so many. It's a real brain test to remember them all. But you liked on the border, huh?
On the border, yeah, I did. And when I moved here, I wanted to go there, but it was gone. And
yeah, it was by Barnes & Noble. Yeah.
Yeah, and do you remember a fried chicken place called Grandy's in Texas?
They were really good.
And then you mentioned Whataburger, and I thought Whataburger was really good. And
it was.
Always partial to A&W. You mentioned that too, but their burgers were really good.
Yeah, they were wide. I like that. You know, some people, the big thing now is to make the burgers tall, and Whataburger was wide. I appreciate that.
Correct. Yep.
The place you moved from in Texas, where did you, is that where you grew up, and do you go back there, and how is that place now?
Well, I lived in Dallas area for about 20 years, but I grew up in Oregon.
Okay. But you're here set, huh? Okay, cool. Lot of people, you know, I ask, how's the place you came from? And a lot of them have gone downhill. So we're very lucky to have such a vibrant city. Although, right, you know, restaurants close everywhere. It happens everywhere. I appreciate your call, Alex. Thanks for calling. Got a bunch of texts, too. A Cheddar's and a Freddy's. These are restaurants. And who's been to a Carvel's ice cream shop? Oh, such memories. A Carvel Pussycat cake. A Yard House. I think, don't we have a Yard House? I think one just opened here. I know Vegas has had a Yard House for a long time. Or a Qdoba. A Qdoba. Not like the ones we have. I mean the way they used to be. Or a Portillo's. A Duluth Trading Store. So tired of trying to get the right fit with online clothes. Duluth Trading is good. How about a restaurant with dim sum? We can't have a dim sum restaurant that, I mean, one that doesn't use frozen food, I mean, you know? And I've also heard people mention a Cava restaurant and a Culver's and a Waffle House for late night fights. They don't fight much at Cava. And if Phoenix could have a Waffle House, you know what? Damn it, so can Reno. And Zaxby's. And we did have a Benihana once at, I think it was when it was the Hilton, the Grand Sierra Resort had a Benihana. And a Rudy's. Now, there's also Rubio's. That's a California thing. That's a restaurant I hear about a lot from Californians. We all end up talking a lot to Californians, don't we, folks? I mean, whether we want to or not. But that's cool. They are very nice people, the ones that I have met. And how about the places we had They're gone now, and we would like them back. Awful, awful. I'm John Potter, our number 884-9910. I'm going to read some of your texts, too, after we check with Fox News and local news with Greg Neft. It's every Saturday 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 10:30.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. 10:35 our time. I'm John Potter, live and local. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. We're talking about what's missing in this great town of ours. Missing restaurants. That's what we're getting calls on here. Let's start with Leslie calling from Reno. Hey, Leslie, good morning. I'm glad you called. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, today's my birthday, and if Columbo's was still open, I'd be going there tonight.
Columbo's, that's a sandwich shop, isn't it?
No, it was an Italian restaurant along the Truckee River.
Okay.
It was underneath the downtown Reno parking garage, right on the river, before they moved the parking garage across the street.
Right, yes.
Sounds like a chain.
No, it was had giant bay windows that looked right out into the Truckee.
What?
You could get tables right next to the... And it was before they built the road there, so they had... it was just basically a walking path by, so you didn't have, you know...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Best shrimp scampi ever.
Mm. My favorite Italian restaurant was in Midtown. It was a tiny room. I think it's a bar or something right now. Luciano's, I think, Midtown. And you felt very... It was a bit like Zozo's. You felt very closed in. You felt like you were in a basement, low ceiling and everything. To me, that's very Italian restaurant, you know. But Columbo's, the way you describe it, can't believe that something like that would go out of business. Of course, you know, downtown winded down, and we lost a lot of great things. Oh, my gosh, the restaurants at Harold's Club in the Sahara? Oh, those were awesome. Harold's Club had a 24-hour Chinese restaurant. Loved it. Leslie, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Mike calling from Reno. Hey, Mike, good morning. I'm glad you called. Go ahead.
How you doing, John?
All right.
So I'm thinking about Hooters and Joe Bob's. Both of them had the best chicken.
We had a Joe Bob's by the Livestock Event Center, didn't we?
This one is on off of Virginia Street.
Okay, I think I'm thinking Crazy D's or something. All right.
Okay.
So,
no, it was pretty good.
I can never admit to being in a Hooters. So how is a Hooters? Could you describe that? And why do you think a place like that could go out of business?
Well, I think it was a discrimination type of deal. A guy wanted a job there, and he sued, and so they said, nope, we'll just shut down. But Joe Bob's, I'm not quite sure on, but they're both excellent chicken.
Mm. Does any place come close with the chicken that Joe Bob's had?
Very many. I've been all over the place and stuff, and everybody cooks them different. Sometimes you get a good one, sometimes not consistent, you know, as far as that.
That's hard to believe, because I think we have like 100 chicken places and nobody can make it like Joe Bob's. Huh? What was the magic thing that they did at Joe Bob's with chicken?
Well, it was good portions and just delicious and the right batter and good service and the whole ball of wax. It was great.
You know what I miss? I miss the chicken that Kentucky Fried Chicken used to have. I don't know what that is that they're selling. It's like, is it chicken? I don't know. It's different. Have you been to a KFC lately?
No, I usually go on Tuesdays, but I just have chicken tenders.
Okay.
And the other chicken, you pretty much got to bring it out before you eat it because it's so greasy.
So speaking of KFC, there is a hidden menu. If you go online, you can see what their specials are that aren't on their menu and they're on specific days. Like Tuesdays, I believe it's 10 for 10. 10 pieces for $10.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Craig, how did you find this out?
It's eight. It's eight.
It's eight?
Eight pieces.
Okay.
KFC pros here, folks.
Yeah. Well, it's if you can search any of the hidden, most restaurants or fast food have hidden menus. All you have to do is go online and Google it, and you'll see what's available on what day of the week.
Man, we thought we thought you were working at your desk all day, Craig.
Well, I mean, I live literally 600 feet away from a KFC at Damani Ranch and the dump behind the Damani Ranch Walmart. Yeah, so it's right there in that same parking lot.
All right, I hear it's not the same. Is the chicken the same at KFC?
It is, but it seems to be undercooked a little bit because I get it's the breading and is still not fully cooked on the breading. It kind of globs up like a like a wet piece of bread.
Oh. Missing one of the herbs and spices.
That's the same place I go to. I'm in the same area that you are. But, no, it's good stuff, and for you can't beat that for the price on Tuesdays is when I usually go. So maybe sometime I'll see you there.
You might. All right. Just might.
Okay, you guys. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate the call.
All right.
884-9910. Texts. Okay. Tacotarian is a vegetarian Mexican restaurant. There's one in Las Vegas, and this person texting apparently likes it very much. Let's see here. New contact. All right. Fresh Mandarins from Placer County. Place called Fresh Mandarins. And this person wants a Pete's Coffee. I think they're still at Raley's. I used to go to Pete's Coffee at Pyramid all the time. Pyramid and McCarran. It's pretty good coffee. I kind of miss that a couple of Raley's have taken away the coffee lounge type space and utilized it differently. But it was a nice hangout at Raley's of all places to have coffee. Fresh Mandarins. Okay, got that. Remember, folks, do you remember Sweet Tomatoes? Or Soup Exchange, Salad Bar Heaven, Vegas had Reno had one. I forget what it was, but yeah, that was a big thing. Let's see what this person says. Am I the only person disgusted by the trash on Kitsky Lane between Plum and Vassar? No, whoever you are. Oh, and I got to tell you this because I walk it every day. The intersection of Plum and Kitsky, the intersection itself, has been junked up with shopping carts and homeless paraphernalia and used up tents and sleeping bags for a year. And there was one time, I don't know how long ago it was, that I called the city about it. And the city said, well, that's a state road. It's not our responsibility. I just don't get that attitude. Because if you are like employed by the city of Reno and you drive by that all the time and it's in your city.
Well, just think that people getting off their planes, getting on in a cab or whatever.
That's
and
right.
Driving Plum Lane. That's the
impression people have of the leaving impression that you leave about Reno when you're leaving this town and you go to your hometown. Hey, how was Reno? And, you know, that's a terrible thing to look at. The thing is, it was basically literally a town dump at that intersection. There was a lot of space there. They had the big island there, and they had a lot big grass area. Not only that, Craig, not just people driving to the airport, but all the kids walking to school at Wooster High had to walk by that. And what is that message to the kids? That it's not a message of pride. I have a Jesse Jackson story about this because I met Jesse Jackson when I was a TV reporter in Rochester, New York. And I'm going to wait till after 11 o'clock or 11:30 to tell that story because his funeral was yesterday. I saw part of it. Anyway, going to bring that up at 11:30. But what a terrible eyesore it is. And it bugs me when somebody from the, well, it's not us, it's a state road. It's we have no authority. Well, gosh, get some gumption and get a crew together and do something. This is, and I'm not just that intersection. I've talked before about South Virginia at Plum going south in that section south of Midtown, which is a trash heap area too. When you get down to Grove and everything, there's trash there behind the fence of the abandoned hotel, which has been there since the 1990s. I don't know. Anyway, oh, I hate griping. 884-9910, number to call. Okay, I'm John Potter, live and local. One more segment before the Douglas County Republicans come on. We're going to talk about the election. So exciting now. I just checked to see how many people have filed. Mark, you know, everybody wants your seat. Mark Amaday's seat. Now, I think it's 14 have filed for District 2, U.S. Congress, Nevada. Man, we're going to talk about this in the governor race, AG race, all sorts of stuff with the Douglas County Republicans. So we're going to have election talk coming up after 11 o'clock Fox News. Going to take another break. You have time to call now, don't you? 884-9910. Stuff you miss or stuff that Reno could use that you enjoyed in the city you came from. Or what else did COVID kill that we want back? There you go. 884-9910. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News, time 10:45.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local. Okay, I'll do the Jesse Jackson story now. Jesse, of course, died recently. Yesterday, his funeral was televised. I knew most of it was live on CNN around noon. Did any of you happen to see it? I made special note of when his son, Jesse's son, got up to speak. And wow, powerful speaker. He's got that preacher vibe. Made a comment. You may have seen it when he said that everybody in that huge hall who came to his funeral, that everybody had their own Jesse Jackson story. All personal stories of when, like, Jesse Jackson helped you with a project, or he came to see you at the hospital, volunteered for this, organized that. And it struck me that, gosh, I have a Jesse Jackson story. And it dates back to 1983 or 84. I was working morning radio and also working the weekend newscast on Channel 8 in Rochester, New York. And one day they sent me out to get a quick interview with Jesse Jackson in town to promote some cause. Went downtown, polite, intelligent man. Don't remember what he said, but after it was over and he had to do his speaking thing, he said, "Why don't you walk over with me?" And it was early evening, I think a 4 or 5 block walk to the center. It was downtown. And like most eastern cities, downtown, primarily African-American, and also pretty torn up. And we're walking, and he said to me, "What you see all around here is really a lack of pride, a lack of proper upbringing. This is what we have to change." And right about then, 3 boys on bicycles spot Jesse and rush right over, all talking at once, you know. "Jesse Jackson, my dad says you're the best." And one says, "I want to be you someday." And Mr. Jackson, very nice, but a bit firm, he says, "What I would like you boys to do is to show some respect for your neighborhood." And, you know, these aren't exact words. I mean, it was, oh my gosh, it was like 40, 45 years ago. He said, we need you to clean up things here. You know, will you do that?" And the boys listened. But back to today, after he died, the media did what they do. They played partisan politics with it, portraying him as one of the shining stars of the Democrat Party. I grew up watching Jesse Jackson. He's from my time. And Jesse was not really a Democrat Party hack. He never did the Al Sharpton bit of going on TV and blasting Republicans. I think in large part he was about faith and responsibility. Faith, as they are a very spiritual people from back in the day, and responsibility, because they went through a time when it could cost your life just for being black and having a voice during like the late 1800s. Faith and responsibility led African Americans to the party of President Lincoln. The Democrats back then, they were the racists. And like Republicans today, the Black American legacy is more about faith and the fight, which they know all too well, for freedom and liberty. Faith, freedom, and liberty. Those are Republican virtues, not Democrat. And I've had many conversations with people in the Black community in my long life and my career, and they basically say along the lines of, you know, we really do align with Republican values, actually, with the philosophy. We agree with the platform because, you know, who doesn't want to have their own business? Which makes me wonder, why don't we have a Nevada Black Republican Club in Northern Nevada? We do in Southern Nevada. We do in my hometown. Why not here? Why do we let the Democrats claim Black Americans for their party? Nevada, actually, we have a great history with African Americans. Yes, they called Nevada the Mississippi of the West, but so was Arizona, Oregon, Washington, New Mexico, Colorado, any state in any part of the country, you could say that. In the early 1930s, blacks in Las Vegas formed a Black Republican Club, even though back then the population was very small. And they invited these candidates running for local, state, and national offices. And they worked to prepare blacks for positions on the Boulder Dam workforce. There's a Nevada Republican Black Caucus to this day, but it's all in Southern Nevada. And I don't feel the county and other local Republican parties here are really, they don't seek out black votes or even Hispanic votes, as far as I can see. I hear the news media, their buddies, the Democrat news media, making a very big deal of the new Latino candidates running in Nevada and how Catherine Cortez Masto, who calls ICE agents racist, is the first Hispanic woman to represent Nevada in Congress back in 2019. And in 2017, Ruben Cahuan was the first Hispanic to represent Nevada in the U.S. House. And the media is either lying for their Democrat friends or they just don't know our history. Nevada's first U.S. representative in Congress of Hispanic ancestry was a Republican, Barbara Vukanovich, back in 1983, and she was a rock star. Nevada's first Hispanic governor, Brian Sandoval, in 2010, is a Republican. So let's organize with our Hispanic and black brothers and sisters. They share our values, faith, responsibility, freedom, and liberty, like owning your own business. They share more Republican virtues than Democrat ones, and I sure would like to see more minority representation in the Nevada state and county Republican parties. For now, I think the parties are stale. It's what I say. And why have a black Republican club? Because it's not up to us white Republicans to speak for them. Instead, we should create that voice for a segment of the population that is important. Their concerns, like getting better education, should be listened to. And from there, we can build other party leaders. And the same for Hispanics, who are generally conservative, family-oriented, and more religious. The Chinese, strong work ethic, culturally conservative, which reminds me, I went to a Lincoln Day dinner put on by the Douglas County Republicans last month, and their featured speaker was, well, the governor, of course, but they also brought in from, I think he lives in New York, Gordon Chang, great conservative writer. He's written books and articles in the Epoch Times and Wall Street Journal. And I told him at the reception, since he was from the East, about how we in the West are so indebted to the Chinese worker who was incredibly important to build the West, the railroad. The U.S. had primarily Chinese workers building the tracks going east from California, and building the tracks to the west from out east were European Americans, mainly Irish workers. And there was this contest, who would make it to Utah first? and the Chinese had to overcome the Sierra, and they were considered by the racist California governor, Leland Stanford, to be inferior. Well, the Chinese, they shocked everybody when they won the contest with their hard work and endurance. And to this day, I love riding the Amtrak, you know, over their tracks. I mean, the tunnels over the Sierra, I just marvel. How did they do it? Incredible. Well, I'll tell you how they did it. There's one major reason why the Chinese worker won over the Irish and other Europeans. Can you guess what it was? It's the Irish were drinkers and the Chinese were not. And today, you wonder why Stanford University and the Medical Center in California still carries the name of a racist governor, Leland Stanford. It's because Stanford became so impressed with the tireless and the hardiness and the character of the Chinese people that he became their biggest supporter and in time their greatest benefactor. And he made California very welcome to the Chinese. And that's why there are so many Chinese who settled there and opened their businesses there. We chased them out of Reno, to be honest, which was dumb and cruel, not a good part of our history. I'm John Potter, Fox News next, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:58.